This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I believe our next guest is going to be doing some Ravens talk this morning. You weren't here last week. Did you hear where in the world was Adam Jones last week?
I totally missed it.
Last week, he was joining us from Mumbai, India.
Amazing.
For the big cricket, and I don't know, where are you this week, Adam? AJ's with us here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm in Barcelona.
Back in Barcelona.
Boring.
All right, so it's funny that I didn't know that, but there's been this discourse all week. Have you guys seen the Twitter discourse about cricket and American League or Major League Baseball? And it has been going crazy with the cricket lovers posting highlights of their best players. You know, we're posting highlights of incredible plays and, you know, nasty pitches. And it's been really fun. Have you seen that going online, AJ?
Oh, I have. It's the main thing, though, is I hate when people who can't do start comparing.
Sure.
What are you comparing? You can't do either.
Correct.
What the hell are you sitting there comparing and showing all this stuff for? But going out there and playing cricket is incredibly, incredibly hard. And so is baseball. I mean, that's why we all have our own individual leagues and they have their own individual sports. So, I think it'd be a really cool challenge to see it both ways. Their ball bounces, but it's still coming in at, on average, 85 to 90 miles an hour. So it's still coming in at a significant velocity.
But they got that flat bat. How could you, I mean, imagine
that,
going
it ain't flat. That damn thing is a 2x4, bro.
It is.
I felt like King Arthur trying to fight off the damn Romans or something. I don't even know. I felt it was a sword. It was a weapon oh my God.
But remember, you miss once, it's over for you.
Yeah, you miss once.
You miss once and it hits the wicket. You're done.
No,
you're done.
If it hits the wicket, you're done for the day, yes. And you know what?
Yeah.
I propose that. What if you struck out in your first at bat, and
that's
you're
it.
Done for the day.
You don't get to bat again.
But you still have to play defense. Your spot is just missed in the batting order.
I kind of like that idea.
That's only
can
if
we
you
get rid
out
of
in
some
the first inning? Games will go quicker. Games will go quicker.
It really would, and then you get the best players, the guys that are hot. Right, you know, they keep coming
up
in the game.
Exactly. So somebody might just be hitting seven times in a game or, you know what I mean?
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Yeah, so Padres have dropped three straight, AJ. The lefty situation, you know, going up against lefties, I don't know that anybody on the planet has an explanation for it. Guys are hitting, you know, well below their career averages at lefties. Some guys are coming around. Fernando is a little bit better. Man, he's a little bit better right now, but that is just one of those weird, weird things. When you were in your career, did you care, righty, lefty? Did you love feasting off a lefty? Or why would that be harder for them this year as opposed to others?
That's a great question. I mean, it's adjustments. It's information. The other guys on the team knows these guys. And, like, look, I see Manny Machado here, and I know he's a good hitter off lefty. Let me try and do everything opposite of what he likes to do. And if he chases it, he chases it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And if if you just go up there sometimes and no hitter will ever do this. But if you go up there and just say, I'm just going to take this at bat, most times you'll either walk or probably be in a good situation to hit in just because of reputation, name, what you've done. But again, these guys are competing too. You face Reagan. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball right now.
And you had him. You had that win. You know, that's the bummer.
You had it. Sandoval, he threw a hell of a game. I mean, he's been getting hit this year, but he threw a hell of a game, tip your cap. But again, it's not like he's Scooble. He's not, you know, front of the line in the game. So you got to get those wins. And again, Anaheim is a team that is down, but they're a team that is with a lot of guys who know that they can be traded. Obviously, Kevin Pillar, who's been, the last few years, has been a journeyman. I've got to see him a lot in Toronto. And, you know, he's playing out of his ass right now. And he's probably looking, will probably be in a good situation, a winning situation sometime this summer because of the intangibles that he brings. And, you know, he's a great teammate. He runs the bases well. He's a hell of a defender, timely hitting. So, like, things like that. And they got, I think they have a few other guys in that boat that can be probably playing for other teams this summer. So, although they're not a very good team, they're still a team with guys that are trying to prove something for somebody else this summer. So, these are games you got to win. You can't go there and lose 2-1. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, you do. It happens. I know it's the sorriest part of the game, and it sucks. And I've been in that situation many, many times where you should be beating these teams, but you don't. And that's just part of it. I mean, we thought Oakland was going to have 60 wins in 60 games. Oakland's playing pretty damn good baseball. Same with the Tigers.
They'll be here soon. And I watched some of their game last night. They fought to the very, very last pitch of that game against the Mariners. They got to Munoz. I mean, they have been as scrappy as can be, and we'll see them here soon as well. I mean, those are the games. It doesn't scare me to go up against the Braves or the Yankees or the Phillies. I know those guys are good. I know they are. It's these games that I feel the most nervous about, the games against the Rockies, the Marlins, and teams like that, because of the expectation that you have to win. Do players feel that as well?
Sure. I mean, we know who we should beat. I mean, and again, like, I'm not in the clubhouse now, but I can, I understand the sentiment of a team that has expectations. And it's like, damn, man, we're supposed to lose. Even the Royals. The Royals are a good team.
They are.
Royals orchestrated a really good team. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. They've got a really good team this year, and Bobby Witt is the catalyst of it. But previous years, you go to KC, or KC comes to you, and you just wipe the floor with them. Now, it's not the same. But Anaheim is the team that, over the last decade, you could say, is the team that you go get your numbers off of. You go beat. You go, that's the team you want to face come late in the season, pitch around Trout, and beat the hell out of everybody else. And these are the games, and the guys in the clubhouse know. They have been around. They are biting at the bit to get back at it tonight with frustration, because, like, dude, you're not supposed to lose these games, especially with your pitchers going out there and giving up two runs.
Yeah.
Now, that, and again, the offense guys, I know they're like, damn, come on, we got to get more than that. But, again, they understand we got opportunity again today and the next day. But missed opportunities, too many missed opportunities are what kill you. Some, they don't kill you. But it's like last year when the Padres got hot, maybe 10 days too late.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Let's prevent that by taking care of these wins now. You talk about strength of schedule. Everybody was talking about the Orioles' strength of schedule at the beginning of the season was bad. So what? That's not your decision. You're there to play who you play and take advantage of it. By them, the Brewers, by them getting ahead in their divisions and just playing well, obviously the Yankees are ahead of the Orioles, but it allows you to relax a little bit and say, I don't have to press. I don't need that 7-game winning streak to put myself back in. I just don't need a 4- or 5-game losing streak to get myself out.
Yep.
The different mindset. You guys understand that.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Talking to Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods, and AJ, what's the reality of gambling when you're a big league player? Because we just obviously saw the lifetime ban for Tucapito Marcano, four minor leaguers suspended for a year. We know the rule, can't bet on baseball, but there's a ton of there's always a ton of gambling that goes on in a clubhouse. That's not that's not new. Is there a new problem with gambling, do you think? Is this an isolated sort of one-time incident and we won't see it again for another 20, 30 years again like we haven't since Pete Rose?
You know, I think with this, I don't know. I treat this kind of like steroids, where like some guys might still try to do it to see if they get caught. Somebody, and again, people always get away with everything. Not people always, but a lot of people might get away with these kind of things, and then somebody gets caught. It's like, you know, the drug game. I mean, not every shipment is stopped. And then, you know what I mean? We know that.
Yeah.
We know how it works. But with gambling, it's especially our rules, like it's so freaking simple. I want to cut, but
can't.
It's so freaking simple. I know I'm seeing you see my maturity.
Well, look at that, increase. You're growing.
The rule is you can bet on things. There's apps, but you can't bet on baseball. You cannot bet on your sport. That's easy.
It's easy
to me. I'm not a big bettor, so I don't care anyway. I always did the college football pools. I did the NASCAR, the Daytona 500s, the Kentucky Derbies. We do the horse races. You do the U.S. Opens, the Masters. We do events like that where you put money into a pool, put $100 into a pool, have some fun. Your winner is buying dinner. You know, we do things like that. But, and again, other guys, I'm sure, bet on football and bet on basketball, which are inside of our guidelines. We can do that. That is legal for us to do. But it is illegal in our sport to bet on our sport. It's pretty simple.
It's black and white.
It's not like there's gray area where it's like, well, if you're on the DL or if you're not on the 40-man, you can't bet. No, jackass. I'm sorry. You cannot bet on your sport. And that's just what I was always taught. That was the first rule. We had Michael Francis, the ex-mob guy.
Yes,
who's on all
love
these
him.
He came in a clubhouse and scared the living hell out of me at 18 years old, my first or second spring training.
No, he did
and
not.
He came in the camp and told us and talked to us about online gambling, about bookies, about sharkies. I've seen him three times in our clubhouse over my career. And it's simple. He's like, dude, you don't know who you're getting in bed with. And, again, it's great that they've created the apps to where you can use your own credit card and you can track it all. But it's a slippery, slippery slope, and we've seen a lot of documentaries in the last decade about these kind of things, and it's a slippery slope, but our rule is pretty – it's black and white.
Yep.
You can't bet on baseball, but please, bet on football, bet on basketball, bet on hockey, bet on damn table tennis if you feel like it. Bet on European water polo. There's a handball tournament you can bet on if you feel like it. No one cares about that, but you just can't bet on baseball, and that right there, that's – unfortunate.
Somebody's...
The other people called in involved with it too. And I looked at the bets. It was 387 bets. I didn't look at the bets, but I heard the news. 387 bets and only worth $150,000. Man, you're going to lose your whole damn career over $480 a bet?
Yeah.
Man.
That sounds like an insane amount of money to normal people, Adam. Sorry, just have to point that out.
Yeah, not to a pro baseball.
I realize that.
I know tons of people. I know tons of regular people that's betting thousands of dollars on a daily basis on games, $300-$400 on games. I mean, The betting world is wild. It is crazy, and there's a lot of profit. But with athletes, just understand, you can't, especially baseball players, you can't bet on your game. That's it. Bet on everything else. We don't care, but don't bet on baseball.
I love that they, you know Michael Francis?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. That is so cool that they brought him in. He was a former mafia
terrified
boss.
Me.
I bet he did.
Yeah, I saw, he said, you don't want to see me, I will come with a sledgehammer, I will break your kneecaps. And I'm sitting there at 18 like, damn, my knees look like they move a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, they won't be. Like, nuh-uh.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I saw something that really summed it up for me yesterday. I can sum it up in this. The legal position of the league, regardless of the DraftKings and all the partnerships they have, the legal position of the league is as clear as it's been for 100 years. It's never deviated. That's it.
Yep.
If you work for an MLB team or your player, you can't bet on baseball. You can't wager with unlicensed bookmakers. That's it. And it's so black
that's
and
it.
White. It's not DraftKings.
Yeah,
it's not DraftKings' fault that Tucapito Marcano is suspended for life.
It's not even hypocritical.
It's not even hypocritical.
It's simple.
It's his mistake.
It's like using
steroids.
Yep.
Like it. Yeah. And again, you with the crackdown in 2003, I was there, and then the George Mitchell report. You'd be a fool to use steroids. Again, people have done it. People have done it. And have gotten away with it. We know that. That's just part of anything. But why, again, like, I understand the steroid part of it. You got a chance to make a lot of money.
Yes.
You got a small window of life.
That actually makes sense.
There's big guys that benefited from it.
Yeah.
But to bet on the game, like, and again, the worst part about it is that he's not an American. So he's going to go back to his country and even be shamed even more.
Oh, it's terrible.
Here in America, we have, well, you guys in America have just the innate ability of uplifting people. Okay, he made a mistake.
Yeah, sure.
Well, look, he can be an advocate for something like this.
Absolutely.
In his country.
Shamed.
Yeah. He might be driving taxis.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't make that connection. That's a bummer. It makes a bad situation even worse, man.
Worse.
I love that insight from you, man. We really appreciate it as usual. Thanks. You got John Harbaugh today or Jim Harbaugh?
I assume John.
I got John.
John,
I got
Baltimore
the brother.
Guy.
I'm doing a family. I'm trying to do a family, whole family thing. Obviously, Jim getting to L.A. and the Chargers. My brother was there with me in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And with out in the Ravens, and he was just juiced to get to spend a couple minutes with Jim Harbaugh as when he was already announced being the Chargers coach. Big Chargers fans. And obviously, they got Greg Roman, they got a couple of the defensive players, so it's kind of being the Ravens South, or I'll say the Ravens West in a bit.
Well, they took
the
general manager from the Ravens.
And got the general manager too.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know, hey, smart. That I think that is a that's flattery, right?
Yeah.
Greatest form of imitation.
That's right.
So if you don't take from losers, you take from winners.
That's exactly. Right.
John seems like a fairly normal guy, and Jim
does
seems
not.
Like a complete lunatic.
Yeah.
And yet they're brothers from the same family.
And you got
I never
correct.
Totally get that.
You got that correct.
Well, look at you and your brother. It's totally different people.
Different people, but neither of us are lunatics.
Speak for yourself. Okay, well, I mean, come on.
Sam's not, there's different
levels of lunacy.
Yeah, I guess so. Adam, thank you so much. Have a good week.
Thank you, buddy.
Always, brother. Love you guys.
Love you
Adam
too,
Jones, Big League Wednesday, a little bit earlier than usual.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.